Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in my Sasheni Daf Dalad in the Ohi Zavodah edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Gimel with base in the bottom in the two dots. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah that says the Meiser Behemo, the tenth animal that comes out that has a little Meiser, bring it to the Mizbeach. Ein Moichi Moisoi Tom Mimchai. You can't sell it when it has no blemish while it's alive. And a Baal Mum, if it has a blemish, live or dead. Mashma in the Mishnah, that if it has no blemish, you could sell it when it's shachut. Only when it's chai, it says you can't sell it. Says the Gemara, ha-shoichet mutar, mashma for the Mishnah, that if you shed the animal, so then you could sell it. Says the Gemara, Dav Dalem Udalef, Tanyo Devei Rav Yana, in the Brice Rav Yana, it says, lo yishan yo ben chai ben shachut, ben tomim ben balmum. There's no difference. In all four cases, when it has no blemish, live or dead, and when it has a blemish, live or dead, you cannot sell it. Why does it say in the Mishnah only alive? Why didn't it say shachut? So the Gemara begin need the basro because the next part of the Mishnah. The flip side of Ma'aser Behemah is pchor. Pchor you could sell it because it would be the moment of the claim. So when it's alive, you could sell it. And you could sell it when it has a blemish, live or dead. But when it has no blemish, you can't sell it when it's shachut, because then it's a carbon. Once you bring it to Mizbeach, you can't sell it anymore. So then we couldn't speak about case number two, which is Tomim Shachut. So then when we spoke about Ma'aser Behemah, we also did not refer to Tomim Shachut, even though that, of course, you cannot sell as well. Says the Gemara of Abba by Yaakov Yishav Yechanon, he holds that Abchor, you could sell even when it's shachut. Even tomim shachut, you could sell. But Ma'aser Behemah, you can never sell. So according to him, says Abchaim, we'll try the Mishnah. Why didn't the Mishnah mention the Ma'aser Behemah tomim shachut? Because there's no reason not to mention, because Abchor shachut, you could sell. So the flip side, Ma'aser Behemah, you could say that if it's shachut, you can sell. So Abchaim says there is a period when it's shachut, you can't sell Abchor, which is lifnei zrika. Meaning, koyin gets the b'chor from the Yisrael, the firstborn. He brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. So then he shechts it. He can't sell it yet. Once the blood is thrown in the Mizbeach and he can eat the basar, now he can sell it. So there is a period you can't sell it. Shachut, that's what we don't want to include in the Mishnah. So in any case, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Yishon Yechon O'Neimar Kan Lo Yigoyel V'Neimar B'char Me Koyonim Lo Yimocher. It says, Ma'aser Behemah, that you can redeem it. It says, B'char Me Koyonim, which means things that have a din of kedusha, because it's called a cherim. Someone gave a cherim to the kohanim. It says lo yimocher velo yigoyel. Ma lo yigoyel amu b'chayim kohanim. The same b'charami. It says lo yigoyel, but it says together with it lo yimocher. Ainu lo yimkar velo yigoyel. That's why not sold and not redeemed. Av lo yigoyel amu kohan, meaning by ma'aser behemah, ainu lo yimkar velo yigoyel. It also includes over here mechira. So from here you learn you cannot sell in Ma'aser Behemah at all. Now, Reb Chaim, he brings the gears of the Gro, that the Gro adds another words, a few words over here. Abibchor ne'emar lo tivde. Abibchor, it says, don't redeem. It doesn't say lo yigoyel. It's a different word. So therefore, you don't have any stores you can't sell it. From here, you learn you could sell a Abibchor. Reb Yaakov de Rumayo, boy kamir Rabbi Yossi. So Yaakov and Rumayo asked the following thing to Rabbi Yossi. Klum kti Abibchor. And again, we use the gears of Reb Chaim. The word loyftivde is mentioned only by Abchor Shachot, not Abchor Balmum, and not by Abchor who's alive. So the word loyftivde that from there you learn that you could sell is mentioned only by Abchor Shachot. So how do you know you could sell if it's Balmum or alive? Answers the Gemara, Ma'aser Behemah lichlakta lechilkot Torah bin Chai bin Shachot bin Torim bin Balmum. But Ma'aser Behemah, we don't find differentiation if it's alive, if it's shachut, if it has a mum, does not have a mum, we never could sell it. Bchor learns a hekesh from a Ma'aser Behemah, as Reb Chaim points out. So the same way you know by Bchor that one of the cases you could sell it, merely you learn that all the cases you could sell it. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, "Ein mikatshu v'seisha kan du kedushin v'eisha." Tani yavu mikatshim begidov ubatzomov ubikarnov utlofov. You could do kedushin with all the parts of the animal, which is not the meat. The gidim or the sinews, that somov is that somois, or the bones, kind of with the horns, and the tlofov, or the hooves. Says the Gemara, "Blozer b'shikasu bo'i bracha." Meaning, how do we know you could sell these parts of the animal? Because it says bracha. Bracha Hashem lekecho. Shmuel gives you bracha. That means there's some enjoyment you could have for the animal. So the Gemara be kadosh b'psori. Says so, we should be able to do kedusha with the basar as well. It says ki bracha Hashem lekecho. Or basically, we do ma'aser mechayim mekoyanim. We learn ma'aser be'imo from charamim that goes to the kohen. Ma'achayim mekoyim mekachim b'im seisho. By charam, we know you can't do kedushin. I've called a kachim and mekachim b'im seisho. So here you learn to all kachim you can't do kedushin. So the more if so, me'atol yikachol be'gidov lo batzom lo be'karnov lo be'tlofov. So you should not be able to do kedushin also with other parts of the animal. Havetzuch leidom avlozim she could do b'im bracha. Yeah, but don't forget it says bracha. So meaning, you have to use both. You use both limudim. One hand, there's a restriction, you can't sell it. On the other hand, you have a bracha that says you could sell it. The main meat, you can't sell. The other parts, you could. Have you done by omer leisha mashchili maise behim azeh? Because we said maise behim, when it's alive, you can't sell it, you can't use it for kiddush. Person goes to a woman and says, do meshicha to this maise behim, which is alive. You can't use it now for kiddush. Continues the Gemara now in Davdala one base. Your kedushin will be after the shchito. The kedushin definitely works, but the shaila is when does kedushin chal? Is it chal right away because he could shecht right away, or at the end of the day he did not shecht, so you have to wait for it to be shecht in order for the kedushin to be chal.
Someone who steals a ma'aser behim of his friend.
So we just said ma'aser behim doesn't belong to him. He can't sell it. But if it's still there, he's still considered to be somewhat of an owner because ma'aser behim came from him. The Torah gave him the right to go and check the ma'aser behim and to bring it to his hamikdash. So if it's still there, it's still alive, you give it back. But if he ate it, he doesn't have to give it back because he doesn't really have ownership on this animal.
He does not have to give it back, even though it's alive. You still don't give it back. He's not considered to be an owner, because he doesn't have any monetary ownership on it.
Says the Gemara Milsom, this teaches you,
if someone steals less than a pruto, it's not a moment, it's not real money, so it's not gezel. And if it's gone, you don't extract the money back from the thief. But if it's still there, can you tell him to give it back? Says more, according to the second mandalma, that you don't give back a ma'aser behim because you're not considered to be an owner, because you don't have any monetary ownership in it. So, but less than a pruta is the same thing. You don't have monetary ownership in it. So even if it's still there, you don't give it back.
Says the Gemara,
that's only if it wasn't worth pruta to begin with. But if it was worth a pruta when he stole it, even though then it decreased in value, he still has to give it back. And why is that so? Because when he stole it, and it was worth a pruto, he already has an obligation, a chiyuv of hashav, of returning it back. And that chiyuv doesn't go away. So even though now it decreased in value, the chiyuv hashav still exists. So therefore he has to give it back. But if from beginning it was less than a pruto, so then we get to the machlekes over here regarding ma'aser behim. Mandoma that says you have to give back a ma'aser behim when it's there. That means even when you don't have a full ownership in it, as long as it's associated with you, you have to give it back. So you have to give also something which is less than a pruta. But according to Mandoma, it says you don't have to give ma'aser behim back because you're not considered to be an owner. So even though you have some association with it, that's not enough. Similarly, by pocham shor pruto, you don't have to give it back even though it still exists. We'll stop over here because from the two dots on, the Gemara goes into a suga that goes into the next daf. And with this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Dalet.